Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been having some issues. And so Johnson & Johnson, remember, had been halted, was it 11 days? I'm trying to think how many days, because there were concerns about blood clot risks. And so, you know, the FDA had the CDC waited. They wanted to kind of review some data and said, look, you know, it's a low, low, low risk, but it's, you know, a possibility. We're seeing an increased risk in young women, maybe based on the adenovirus vector. So, they got a little bit of bad rap with that. But then Johnson & Johnson got some bad rap when there was a study looking at the efficacy of their vaccine to the Delta variant. And it appeared that it had much less efficacy than Pfizer did and Moderna. And so, sadly, many places that give out Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson or Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, people keep just asking for the Pfizer and or for the Moderna. On top of that, when it came to boosters, there was a pretty public study that said those people who had a Johnson & Johnson one-shot dose probably are going to need a booster and might actually need a mRNA booster. So Johnson & Johnson runs the risk of losing a lot if other countries don't want the Johnson & Johnson, as we're seeing less people want it in America. Because remember, its claim to fame, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the big catch that Johnson & Johnson had as opposed to the other shots is one shot would do the trick. You don't have to do the two shots. You don't have to go back and possibly risk an allergic reaction response or have, you know, another few days off work. One shot of the Johnson & Johnson and you're good. You're done. And that, unfortunately, wasn't the case. You're not done. You're going to need another booster. So what is the data on the booster? Well, Johnson & Johnson today said a second dose of its COVID-19 vaccine was found in a study to generate a very good immune response. And they are now asking for validation to get their booster approved also. Pfizer right now is working to get full FDA approval for their booster. Johnson & Johnson wants this too. As you know, the United States said next month, after September 20th, those of us who are over the 8-month mark after having our second dose can get a booster of the Pfizer or Moderna shot. Johnson & Johnson was told to stand by. Johnson & Johnson recipients are still told to stand by. But people who have had Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they're a little nervous because now that we're seeing all these rules of, well, you need to show you're vaccinated and you need to show that you did everything that, you know, public officials said, and you can't go into this stadium or you can't go into this concert and you can't, you know, as people who do not appear to be vaccinated seem to have less access and less liberties, many people who got the Johnson & Johnson shot are like, wait a second, am I going to get discriminated against because I got an inferior immune response than a Pfizer or Moderna? I hate to say that, but when my kids had a choice of Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer, we took the Pfizer. This was before the data, because I'm like, just in case, I don't want anybody saying that they aren't vaccinated enough. Well, it turns out none of us are vaccinated enough. We're going to need boosters. So the CDC has said it expects single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients would need boosters, has held off making recommendations that it awaits more data. So Wednesday's findings from Johnson & Johnson will probably start moving closer towards them being included in the booster strategy. The U.S. plans to begin offering boosters to people who received messenger mRNA vaccines after September 20th if it's been 8 months since your second dose. If you are immunocompromised, a senior, more at risk for severe COVID, you could get your booster now, according to the CDC. So Johnson & Johnson researchers found antibody levels increased ninefold among people who received a second dose of the vaccine compared with 1 month after they received a first dose. So the company didn't specify exactly how or when or how many subjects received the second dose, but information posted about the clinical trial in an online government database indicates it was administered 6 months after the first shot. Now, if you remember, Dr. Fauci and other public officials said, look, don't get your booster too soon. If you remember, Johnson & Johnson, their second shot wasn't that exciting, which is why they said, look, one shot is fine. You don't have to do two. If you remember with AstraZeneca, those that got two shots apparently had less of an immune response than one. So with these adenovirus vector vaccines, they were really trying to go more for the one-shot sort of market. But Dr. Fauci, as well as other public officials, said, look, if the immunity is waning, that's when a booster seems to be the most effective. So they don't want people getting like a 1-2-3 punch with their vaccines. Because, you know, people want to be done. They don't want to have to think that they have to put something on their calendar or that they're not going to be allowed to go on a trip because they didn't get a booster. It's going to be a real mess to figure out who's been vaccinated and who hasn't boosted, and it's just going to be a big cluster. So Johnson & Johnson said it's going to submit data from two studies to a preprint server, meaning that the data have not been peer-reviewed or published in a scientific journal. Johnson & Johnson also said a booster is needed after 8 months based on interim data it reported New England Journal of Medicine in July, which showed strong antibody responses through 8 months after immunization with the Johnson & Johnson one-dose shot. So obviously those Janssen pharmaceuticals are pretty excited. You know, the Biden administration said last week that people age 18 or older could get their extra dose 8 months later. This did kind of confuse people why the announcement came out last week when people still had to wait 32 days. And, you know, mind you, lots going on in the news with Afghanistan. So anything the Biden administration could do to steer away from it, they will. But I see why they want to kind of start preparing people for, look, you know, we're going to get into booster mode. Beast mode, booster mode. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, obviously, very, very, very scary next few days coming up in Afghanistan, as there have been deadlines still, I guess, still being touted. I think America should have got rid of that deadline as soon as they saw it was a failure, because the Taliban yesterday turned around, turned it on us, saying, if you're not out of here by the 31st, we're going to, I guess, proceed with what they want to do. And sadly, they have a lot of our weapons. There is no way they could take on the American army. But if Biden is trying to double down on his, we ended the war, I don't know how much he's going to escalate over there, and I don't know even if that's wise, considering you have people in very, very precarious positions, and we are really in a position of disadvantage now that the Taliban took over. So it's obviously a very, very scary time. House Minority Leader McCarthy had delivered remarks, oh, actually tore into Joe Biden as he delivered remarks yesterday. Apparently Biden, Joe Biden has got to have somebody redo his PR. It's a shame. Joe Biden will speak and then he immediately leaves. He turns his back on the press. It's a much different optic than President Trump. And I'm not saying President Trump did it perfect, but when you have people scared, there's family members over there, there's our military over there, now rather than the 2,400, now it's even escalated. Now we have, what, 6,000-7,000, although they're being pulled back. We're having refugees come to the United States who can possibly have some Taliban hiding among them. Biden needs to be sitting up there at the podium or behind the mic, kind of similar to Trump did, going, bring it. What do you want to know? Bring it. And he doesn't. He says he does his prefabricated speech, and then he books and he walks as fast as he can. And the turning the back is, it's just a bad look. You know, and I'm not saying this because I do not want to insult the president. Our president is our president. He gets the respect, you know, any person who leads our country and leads a world power deserves. But it's very disrespectful what he does to the American public when he turns his back like that. You don't want to just turn your back. You know, in fact, even with medical students, I teach them, you don't turn your back on a patient. When you leave, you know, you could open the door, you know, you could, you know, say some, you know, goodbyes, things like that. But look at the patient when you leave. Look at your constituents. Look at the press when you leave. But that this is what we're doing. See ya. It's so cold. It's like he's hiding. And that's not a good look for any president. He doesn't look strong. Have a two-hour press conference. Be up there saying, what else you got for me? That's what Trump had done. And I'm not saying you have to be like Trump. Trust me, Trump had his own issues. But that's the look we need right now. All right? Even if you don't want to say you messed up, say, okay, I know you guys are scared. I know you guys are really concerned. There's a lot of unknowns. I'll answer to the best I can. Bring it. Instead, apparently he has a list of who he could ask. He'll bring up the AP News first. So he has reporters from AP News he'll call on first. It's just so structured and so scripted. And that's not what we want to hear. We want to see somebody rolling up their sleeves saying, okay, guys, yeah, actually I want to hear from you. You know, we got a problem. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I got us into this mess. But you know what? We're going to work together. We're going to do this. Bring it. Tell me what you got. Maybe some of you will have some good ideas, too. I mean, a good leader, right, opens up the boardroom. I just don't understand. It's just such a bad look. So we're being told that, I mean, obviously we know he has critics. That's no shock there. But American citizens are stranded there. I know Jen Psaki said, no, they aren't. And in fact, yesterday said, give me their phone numbers. Give you their phone numbers. Okay, some of them might not have called and reached out through a cell phone. They might have used a pay phone. It's not as simple as just give me their phone numbers. McCarthy, House Republican leader, criticized the president by starting his Afghan speech on Tuesday talking about the $3.5 trillion budget, walked away without taking any questions from the media, following his promise to withdraw all troops from August 31st. Taliban had threatened consequences for those who stayed. And it's such a bad look. And I know everybody's been saying it, but just ask somebody in the media, as a doctor, as a mom, as a turning your back. I mean, I see why, you know, okay, a parent says, look, I'm right. This is what's going on. This is what you're going to do. You get it done. I'm going to leave. We're going to meet when you do that task. That's when you turn your back. You don't turn your back on America. This turning the back just looks so bad. They say about 41, according to Daily Mail, 4,100 American citizens are still actively looking to leave Afghanistan. These are according to sources from a State Department. 4,400 Americans have been evacuated, but we don't really know how many citizens are out there because, again, if many of them can't feel like they could get to an area where they could evacuate or let people know that they're there. The U.S. has ramped up their airlifts. They have evacuated 19,000 people in the last 24 hours and have already started pulling out military forces. They got about 6 days left until the deadline. Biden promised to stick to it. It's all about Biden's promises. They say desperate Afghan men, women, and children have swarmed the airport in a bid to get out amid fears of an attack from the Islamic State offshoot ISIS-K. 10,000 evacuees were inside the gates waiting to get out. So here's the thing. All right? Removing people by plane, I see why they're trying to do the math. Well, if we remove 19,000 people in the last 24 hours, then we could remove 4,400 people easily in 6 days. But how do you get those people? If you don't have access outside the airport, and remember, Afghanistan is a big country. This isn't just about Kabul. How do you ensure that in 6 days? It was revealed that a military operation recovered less than 20 people by helicopter from Kabul under cover of darkness, brought them safely to the airport for evacuation. A couple other operations outside the airport walls confirmed by the Pentagon, including a mission to bring 169 Americans over the wall. They're going to make movies of this. According to Army Major General Hank Taylor, he said, so last night during the period of darkness, there was an operation to be able to go out and safely evacuate evacuees back to Kabul. They're at Hamid Karzai International Airport, and they're safely there preparing to be evacuated. Apparently, we have 2,000 American students and parents among those stuck in Kabul. They took summer trip to visit grandparents, other extended family, 24 students and 16 parents from the Cajun Valley Union School District are trying to get to the airport. Again, they went there when there wasn't supposed to be a problem. I know people are saying, what the heck were people doing in Afghanistan? Well, remember, up until a couple weeks ago, Afghanistan was fine. I know Biden wanted to pull out, but we thought this was a move that was going to be done after there was some sense. So they said several other families have missed their scheduled flights home for the first day of school back August 17th. That's how they know people are missing. Cajun Valley Superintendent David Miyashiro said that officials who work with the school district's FACE program as interpreters and liaisons were contacted by a family concerned its student would lose a seat in the classroom last week when classes began because they're stuck in Afghanistan. The district said they arrived on special U.S. military visas and states the trip was not school sanctioned. Officials at the district just outside of San Diego said the students are safe, but that it's not certain when they could return home. So the Taliban appears to be calling the shots. And I know there's a lot of blame. I don't like the idea of blame. I'd rather get stuff done. But it is really hard to not air my disappointment when, you know, I hear Biden's going to make a press conference. So I stop everything. I go, guys, sorry. You know, I want to hear what's going on. And it's a scripted speech, and then he bails. It's scary. We talked about how the Taliban has actually told Afghan women not to go to work and to stay home because their soldiers are not trained in how to treat women correctly. Well, if Afghan women are being told to stay home, how are they allowed to escape? It's not a good picture. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated more than 19,000 people from Afghanistan within the last 24 hours. Army Major General Hank Taylor saying their mission remains unchanged, which is to get as many evacuees out as quickly as possible until President Biden gives direction otherwise. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, slams President Biden for not doing his job.
He turned his back on our own citizens stranded in Afghanistan. He turned our back on our allies and partners. He's turned his back on his duties as a commander-in-chief.
Flags at Tennessee Capitol are lowered to have staff to honor the victims of the catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. At least 18 people have died in the historic rain and flood event over the weekend. The search for more possible victims and the cleanup continues. USA Radio News. On Tuesday, the House approved the $3.5 trillion budget blueprint and locked in a September vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, ending a standoff among Democrats. The $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill passing in the House with no Republican support. And Republican Congressman Jason Smith tells CNBC spending is out of control in Washington, D.C.
And this budget resolution spends $68 trillion over the next 10 years. That's within the budget resolution. That is the highest spending in the history of the United States. If you count the spending that the Democrats started since they took over Congress in 2019, combined with Bernie's budget proposal here, that is more spending than all of taxes that have ever been collected in the history of the United States.
A torn hamstring forcing six-time U.S. Open champion Serena Williams to withdraw from Wimbledon. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are back. We are back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm glad you're back. I'm back too. I had a rough night's sleep because the cats just are nocturnal and they wanted a lot of lovey-dovey. They wanted their ears rubbed and their nose rubbed, and one just continually woke me up every time I dozed off. So, sorry if I'm a little sleepy. Gavin Newsom better not fall asleep because he might not be the future California governor. It is interesting what's been happening over there. Gavin Newsom was elected governor in California in 2018. He captured a greater share of the vote than any Democrat in state history. Overall, people have found him popular until the pandemic. Some people think despite the pandemic, but from what I see when I'm in California, he doesn't have a lot of fans. global pandemic, economic catastrophe. He was at the French Laundry restaurant while forcing people to, you know, not to have their restaurant closed. But he's got this gubernatorial recall election, even though most recall elections don't usually go the way of the non-incumbent. Newsom, from what we understand, is going to be, quote, fighting for his political life. According to The Guardian, the Democratic governor of a deep blue state could narrowly lose his seat to radio host Larry Elder. Larry Elder's conservative and has been very, very outspoken about issues going on in, obviously, in California as well as the United States. And he's a favorite among Republicans. Now, Democrats do outnumber Republicans, nearly 2-1 in California. But they say that, you know, the Democrats might be distracted and might be disengaged this year. And Republicans are pretty riled up, according to political strategists and pollsters. By voting at higher rates, Republicans could capture the governor's seat for the first time in a decade. Last time was Arnold Schwarzenegger. They say only 36% of all registered voters want to oust Newsom. But that number rises, they say, to 47% when polling likely voters. In a recent CBS News poll, found that 72% of Republican voters were very motivated to participate in the recall, while 61% of Democrats felt the same. And they say turnout is likely to be far higher among Republicans than Democrats. And no party preference voters. Remember, a lot of people went to no party preference when they thought there was going to be a witch hunt for Republicans. So after Trump left office, many people switched to no party preference. The news had thought it was because of the Capitol riots, but a lot of people are like, I don't want anybody thinking I'm Republican. So there's a lot of no party preference. Me, I'm no party preference because I really like to vote for the person. I voted for Bill Clinton in college. I've been a fan of certain things with each presidency back and forth. I lean more right on a fiscal standpoint, on a social standpoint. I lean more left. So as far as I'm concerned, I just don't want to be labeled right, labeled left. Especially when I see certain presidents do real stupid. It's just very, very frustrating that you have to kind of mark yourself down as one or the other. I think that could even be dangerous, especially when you see how people have been, you know, trying to vilify people who were supporting Trump. They could go the other way. People that support the Democratic politician also. I mean, you know, once you see people vilify, it could go the either way. So I don't think anybody should, you know, I guess let their guard down when it comes to how you ascribe yourself. We should have freedoms and freedom of speech and be able to, you know, not fear that there's going to be retribution, but sadly there are. So when you look at the no party preference voters, you're going to see more and more and more of them. And that doesn't necessarily mean they're no party preference. So Newsom has spent the last few months characterizing the recall effort as a fringe, as a Republican distraction, kicked off his vote no recall campaign. I believe what ends up happening is on this recall ballot, the very first question is, should the governor be recalled? Well, if the majority say no, it ends there. But if they say yes, the next question that is also answered is then who should replace him. He's not on that list, but there's going to be, I think, about maybe 40-some people on that list. So that's why his campaign is vote no for the recall, vote no for the recall. Larry Elder, very, very popular among Republicans, and it looks like he is going to be the front runner of those running against. With recall elections, the reason why the recall elections don't necessarily find success is because it's not like Biden versus Trump in the polls. It's Newsom versus 49 people. So it is supposed to go to the majority, but there still has to be a certain percentage. So they say first, the first question, should the governor be recalled? And if so, who should be governor? So for the 50% vote yes on the first question, the candidate with the most votes on question number two becomes governor. So you actually still need everybody, you still need there to be that majority of people saying he's out. Then, if that goes, if that one question goes the way of yes, then whoever leads the pack, I don't believe there has to be a certain percentage threshold. So they say if 49.9% of voters support Newsom staying in office, he could be replaced by a candidate earning far fewer votes, such as the Republican frontrunner Larry Elder. So, well, we'll see what happens. I believe, didn't they find ballots, recall ballots? Hold on a second. Wasn't there somebody with drug paraphernalia and recall ballots? I think this was in San Diego. There was about 300 California recall election ballots. Not sure what the heck they were doing in this vehicle, but this is being reported by Newsweek. And the suspect has not been identified, but was discovered by Torrance police inside a vehicle at a 7-Eleven parking lot on August 16th. Police in California are investigating why the man was passed out and why he was in possession of more than 300 unopened recall election vote-by-mail ballots. As well as the ballots, officers found Xanax pills as a benzodiazepine, a loaded firearm, thousands of other pieces of mail, a scale, multiple California driver's licenses and credit cards and other people's names. So for those people that say that our previous mail-in ballot election was 100% fraud-free, there's no way. There's just no way. We have dead people voting in elections every election. There is no way that election was fraud-free. The debate is whether the amount of fraud that was done would have been enough to tip the scale towards Biden versus Trump. But sadly, mail-in ballots offer numerous opportunities for there to be fraud. And given an update on the investigation, Torrance police confirmed that there were hundreds of ballots for the September 14th gubernatorial recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom among the thousands of pieces of stolen mail found in the car. Why? Why isn't there a better system? That's pretty scary. They said the election ballots were untampered with, unopened. There were over 300. They're trying to figure out where all these belong to. And they confirmed that the recall election ballots had been sent out but not returned by voters. So officials say there is no indication the ballots were taken in an attempt to influence the result of the upcoming recall vote. Really? Really? That's according to the county registrar's office. So what, they were using it as, you know, scratch paper? By the way, the guy taken into custody has been released on his own recognizance. The case is being investigated by the Torrance Police's Special Investigation Division in partnership with the U.S. Postal Service and the L.A. County District Attorney Public Integrity Unit. It's pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DR-LA.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Pfizer vaccine, which many of us got, I'm glad I got it. Okay. Apparently, its efficacy when it comes to immunity looks like drops at the 5-month mark. Now, this is a new study coming out of the UK, and it was done by researchers from King's College London. They looked at COVID-19 testing data and found the vaccine's effectiveness fails from 88% to 77% after 5 to 6 months. They cannot determine whether the lower effectiveness caused an increase in hospitalizations or deaths. They say the findings could obviously spell trouble in the U.S., where more than 100 million people have received at least one dose of the vaccine. I think over 200 million doses have been given out. And we have the Delta variant that is continuing to spread and affect those who are vaccinated as well. So the boosters start September 20th and those at the 8-month mark from their second dose. But with vaccine effectiveness dropping down to 74%, even though that's still way better than the flu shot, on a good year, flu shot's about 60% effective, that might worry some people that they might not have that 95% effectiveness. We were told 95% effectiveness would probably last at least 6 months. Now that this British study is saying about 5 months, that starts to make people a little nervous. The study was published last week. It included 1.2 million participants who had received either the Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccines. AstraZeneca is not currently approved in the U.S. It is, though, widely approved and used in Europe. They say more than 400,000 participants in the study had been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine by July 3rd. As we know, Great Britain, where the study was done, had been hit by a third wave of infections during that period, so they were able to get some pretty good data on vaccine efficacy. ZOE, a health data science company that contributed to the study, built an app that would ask users to report daily on whether they were unwell, their symptoms, and if they had tested positive for the virus. So using data gathered from the app and COVID testing, researchers determined that a month after vaccination, the vaccine was 88% effective, but it fell to 74% after 5 to 6 months. So of the 92 million Americans who are fully vaccinated with Pfizer, you know, people do wonder how much the efficacy can last. And remember, we're having all these different rules in place for people who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated that you start to wonder, then do the rules change at the 5-month mark or at the 8-month mark? You know, all these, this is why never do mandates, people. Don't do the mandates. You're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. If we're mandating that you have had to have been vaccinated, and then we come to find out that the immunity wanes to the point where you probably don't have enough protection and you need a booster, then it's going to be very, very difficult for them to keep these mandates under the legal premise of public health if people's immunity waxes and wanes. Now, mind you, 74% efficacy is still pretty darn good. That still is some pretty good protection. But it's not the 95% that was touted. And if that's at the 5-month mark, imagine what happens at the 7-month mark or the 8-month mark. Now, a study from the CDC found that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were 66% effective against the Delta variant after being 91% effective against other strains. That hinted to either waning efficacy of the vaccines or the rare ability of the virus strain to cause breakthrough cases. I don't think it's that rare. I think it's more common than we think. I think there's a lot more breakthrough cases. They might be, though, mild, because many people are not getting tested. A lot of people don't want to be tested. In fact, in Mississippi, if you are positive and you break isolation, you could face 5 years jail time. So I think we have tons of breakthrough cases, and people are like, you know what, I'm going to pass on getting tested. I think I'll take my chances, and then if I really get sick, I'll just end up in the hospital. And mind you, that's the other problem we have. A lot of people are asking, why would I get tested? Because you're not going to do anything for me anyway. The CDC doesn't necessarily have recommendations on what we could do. Monoclonal antibody treatment is available for people who will be high risk, but it's not that easily accessible. So the person with average risk is going, why the heck would I get myself logged into a system? And unfortunately for us doctors who are trying to figure out what the hell is going on with these vaccines and breakthrough cases, well, we have an underreporting of breakthrough cases. We're scaring so many people into coming forward, they're not going to do it. So booster shots are going to be on the way. For those with mRNA vaccines, Johnson & Johnson may follow suit, but it is interesting to see the waning, sadly, the waning efficacy. Now, the Pentagon is ordering all active military, mandating them to get the vaccine. Almost a million service members still have not gotten the shot, and we're being told by Daily Mail that they might face court-martial. You're really going to do that? You're really going to court-martial people that have sacrificed to support our country because they don't want to vaccinate? They say all U.S. service members must get their COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible. Why? Because the Pfizer jab now has been FDA-approved. More than 800,000 service members, however, out of 1.4 million, still need to get it. So the majority of service members are still not very excited about the vaccine. Those who haven't gotten the shot can face a wide range of punishments if they don't, the most severe being an investigation and a court-martial. Of active duty forces, 68% are fully vaccinated, 76% have at least one dose. That's interesting because they say 800,000 of 1.4 million still need to get their shots. So I'm a little confused about the numbers there. This is according to John Kirby, Pentagon press secretary. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin directed commanders to impose an ambitious timeline for implementation and to provide regular updates on vaccination. The Army has the lowest vaccination rate. 40% are fully vaccinated, 57% have one dose. The Navy has the highest, where 73% are fully vaxxed, 79% have at least one dose. Kirby said the goal was to get the force inoculated as soon as possible, but it did not lay out a timeline. So, when asked what would happen to service members who refuse the vaccination, Kirby noted that they could apply for religious or medical exemption, and if those were denied, they would have a chance to sit down with a physician and sit down with the chain of command so they could communicate the risks service members incur in refusing to get vaccinated. Ultimately, the mandate is a lawful order, they say. And that commanders have a wide range of tools. Now, we don't have enough volunteers for our military. You really want to get rid of 800,000? And, for those people thinking, you know what, we might have a draft because of what's going on with our foreign policy debacles, many of them might say, you know what, I'm not going to get vaccinated because then I could avoid the military. We're really doing this whole mandate thing all wrong. There shouldn't be mandates. So how many service members, how many of our 1.4 million service members are at risk? Well, we're being told 34 of them have died from COVID. 34 too many, as far as I'm concerned, but that's still a very low number. About 2,000 have been hospitalized. Now, service members are already required to get up to 17 different vaccines, depending on where in the world they're going to be stationed. So some of them might have to get measles, mumps, diphtheria, hepatitis, smallpox, and flu. So, mandatory vaccinations are already kind of a part of the regimen. But there are many of them, obviously 800,000, that want to pass on the COVID vaccine. Even though I took the vaccine, I respect their choices. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that- that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.